Right now, I will tell you at 5:06 on a Friday, I'm not pairing this with anything at the moment. I did earlier in the week, but right now it's me, the computer, the microphone, and this glass. And let me just tell you, it is a really nice pairing. And it's not crying for food. I mean, I might be crying for food because I'm hungry, but the wine is not crying for food. It's actually really lovely as a sipper. You guys, I just recorded the best, most fun, most silly intro for this podcast. And then I went back to listen to it, and the microphone was on mute. So I'm going to try to recreate it. You know, that's just par for the week that I'm having. So here's how the song went, I believe. It was very spontaneous. It went rate and review and share. Rate and review and share. Have you done it yet? Have you left a rating, a review, or shared this podcast with someone? We would be so grateful. Catherine, my producer, and I would love for you if you're enjoying this. And so many of you have messaged and said that you are. So thank you. The way that you leave a rating, it can be a little bit confusing. And I've had questions about it. If you go to this show, the podcast, so not this episode 18, but back up into your podcast show library and click on the show of Sip with Nikki. Scroll to the very bottom, past the menu of all the episodes, and that's where you'll see in both Apple and Spotify where you can leave a star rating. And we're collecting all of the stars that we can. Why is this important? Because like an algorithm on social media, this allows our podcast to be shown and searchable and discoverable so that more people can sip along with us and have fun. If you want to take it a step further, leave us a review, a sentence or two. Let us know what you think. We'd be so appreciative of that. And if you know someone who might get a kick out of this, hopefully like you're getting a kick out of this, whenever you're listening to an episode, there's usually a little button with an arrow that will allow you to share the episode via text, via email, via facsimile. If you are listening with earbuds, you can take one out and put it into someone else's ear and be like, hey, listen to this thing that I'm listening to. Whatever that sharing looks like, thank you for spreading the word. We are growing since we launched in November, and it's really fun to see our community of sippers growing. So please share if you think people will have fun. So this week, speaking of fun, I am sharing with you a wine that I just discovered. It's not very expensive, and no, it's not the wine that I make. It's something that a friend recommended, and I tried it for the first time this week, and I was like, whoa, this is pretty awesome. So in this short and sweet episode, I am going to tell you about this wine, where to find it, how to drink it, and just have a really good happy hour on a Friday when I'm recording this. So here we go. So the clock literally just struck 5:01 p.m. on a Friday, and it feels really Friday. And I don't know about you guys, and maybe you're listening to this on a Monday. But this was a week. Whew. So I thought that it might be fun for me to pour myself a glass of something new that I just discovered and I'm super excited about and tell you about it. Not getting much more fancy or scientific or teachy than that. But one of the things that I promised in this journey of the podcast and my website was to share with you fun and exciting wines. And I found one. And no, it's not the one that I made. Actually, a coworker in the wine industry kind of clued me into this wine, and I just recently got it from a distributor. I think it's kind of hard to find. But today I'm going to talk about Talia. Talia's from the Mendoza region in Argentina. And I am sipping on their 2020 Malbec Syrah. Malbec Syrah. So, a couple things that jump out at me right away just about this wine before I even get into how it tastes, which is delicious. Oh, by the way, I forgot to say, this whole episode today is just a sip spotlight.
Sip spotlight.
Yeah, you heard it. In fact, you know what? Let's just do it again because we can. This whole episode is a
Sip Spotlight.
Okay, one more time. Do it again.
Sip Spotlight.
Okay, all right. I really like that. And yes, that's me singing. No judging, please. This whole episode is just to highlight this because once I did taste this and I was very excited, I went to their website and learned a little bit more about the producer, and it's just super interesting to me. First and foremost, the fact that these two grapes, Malbec and Syrah, are blended together is kind of unique. I don't even know that I've ever had this blend before. And this 2020 vintage that I'm tasting is 55% Malbec, 45% Syrah. And even though this wine is made in Argentina, Malbec and Syrah are both grapes that are originated in France, but from two different regions. So Malbec is a Bordeaux grape, just like Cabernet Sauvignon and Merlot and Cab Franc and Petit Verdot. It's from the Bordeaux region, and Syrah is from the Rhone region, like Grenache, one of my other favorites. So just super fun to see them combining both. And what I love about this wine, and I'm so excited about this wine, is I think that regardless of what state that you're in or you may have it shipped to, it looks like it's anywhere from $9.99 to $15.99 a bottle, depending on your state, through one of my affiliate partners, wine.com. That's exciting to me because if you've listened to the previous episodes that I did about pricing in wine, I sort of break down, you know, the differences in a $10 bottle and a $20 and a $50 and why they are what they are. And, you know, it can be hard to find a really good wine, especially for a nerd like me who tastes a lot of wines that kind of wows me under $20 and that I would reorder and order by the case. And this is one of them. So, yay! Let me take a sip. Happy Friday, y'all. Whew, what a week. The color is really dark in the glass, which Malbec and Syrah usually both have some nice color density and concentration, but it's not a heavy wine, and I think that's what's exciting about it. I just poured myself the last glass from this bottle that I opened earlier this week, and I've been having like a glass with this meal and a glass with that meal, and just finishing up today using my Coravin, of course, to preserve the wine in between glasses. And it's very versatile because even though the color's dark, it is not overly tannic. It's got a lot of fruitiness about it, but it has a nice earthiness too that comes from the Syrah. And I just think it's a really versatile, fun, flexible wine that could be a really cool pairing with a lot of different types of foods if you want to do that. Right now, I will tell you at 5:06 on a Friday, I'm not pairing this with anything at the moment. I did earlier in the week, but right now it's me, the computer, the microphone, and this glass. And let me just tell you, it is a really nice pairing. And it's not crying for food. I mean, I might be crying for food because I'm hungry, but the wine is not crying for food. It's actually really lovely as a sipper. So a friend, like I said, had clued me into this wine, and I think one of the things that's also notable about it is it's received a 90-point score on the infamous wine rating scales of 100%, 90% by James Seckling, who is actually a really well-known wine critic. If you have the masterclass series, which I think a lot of us dove really deeply into during COVID, I did like the Thomas Keller pasta making and so many other different ones. James Suckling actually has a wine tasting series on Masterclass. So he's very well respected, and he gave this wine 90 points, which again, does not happen a lot at wines at this price point. We're going to say like the $15 price point, which is generous because I think you can get it for $9.99. So that's cool too. That's really impressive. It's like a little unicorn. The other thing that once I tasted this and I was like, oh, this is actually really good, they call out on the Talia label, sustainable farming, and talks about how this was the first wine in Argentina to get the official certified sustainable seal. Now, I promised that this episode wasn't going to go too deep or be too teachy, But that is a question that comes up about sustainable versus organic when it comes to wine. And if we just keep the explanation high level, sustainable generally is just focusing on long-term health of the vineyard and the surrounding ecosystem. Organic has to do a little bit more with the actual process of making the wine and the farming and chemicals and what you can and cannot use. But I love the term sustainable and what it is and what it stands for, because it's even about the bigger picture, about the impact that you're making on the environment. The other cool thing on this Talia label, and it's not a big label, but there's a lot of cool information on it, you'll see. It also calls out social sustainability, which I think is super cool. And it says, people enrich the land and we enrich our people. We support our community with an array of programs to ensure that we all thrive as one. I mean, who doesn't love that, right? Plus, it has a little bumblebee on the label too, which is cool. 13.5% alcohol, which is on the lower end, especially if you're used to drinking big old California wines. So that's kind of nice. It means you can enjoy a little bit more of it with a little bit less impact, if you know what I'm saying. Hold on, I'm taking another sip. It's really nice. And again, I opened this bottle earlier this week and I like the finish. You hear me doing my exclamation point on the sip, as I call it, that nice acidity. And I think it's just a really pleasant blend of fruitiness and spiciness and earthiness. It's just yummy, you guys. I'm sorry, I don't have any other fancier wine words to use at the end of the week right now than it's just yummy. So go with me on that. The other cool thing, once I did go to their website to read a little bit about them, they quote Jane Goodall on the website, and anybody that does that is getting points in my book. So check out their website, Talia, T-I-L-I-A.com. You cannot order the wine from the website, at least here in the U.S. They must not ship internationally. But good news is on wine.com, it is available. There are multiple vintages. And at this price, heck, I would ship a case. Go to the link in the show notes today. I will put a link directly to it through my affiliate, wine.com. And I'm going to look and see if I can get like any coupon codes or things that you can use for free shipping. Wine.com is great because they offer a pretty inexpensive membership where you can sign up for the year and then always get free shipping. So I use them a lot for things that I cannot find locally, especially for international wines. So yeah, there you have it. Just a really fun sip spotlight. Okay, I had to do it one more time.
Sip spotlight.
Just to end the week. And just know that I am over here working on lots of fun future episodes, lining up quite a few different interviews. So stay tuned for that. But yeah, fun wine, easy to drink. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I am enjoying this on this Friday afternoon. As always, sip well, friends. Rate and review and share. Rate and review and share. Oh, wait. Hey, we're back. So hopefully you found that exciting and interesting. And if you click on the link in the show notes, I'll give you the link specifically to wine.com so you can order this and have it shipped to your doorstep in pretty much all states in the U.S. And I'll be on the lookout for more fun and interesting and inexpensive wines to share with this community. Other than that, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day. And as always, sip well. Doot, 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 doot. Ba ba da da ba da 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 ba ba da da ba da 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 ba ba da da ba ba da 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 a dum 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 ba ba da da ba da 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 ba ba da da ba da 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 ba ba da da ba ba da ba da ba.
Sip with Nikki is hosted by Nikki Lamberti. Production and sound mixing by Catherine Bryan. You can always send your listener questions to Nikki at sipwithnikki.com or find us on the Sip with Nikki Facebook page or visit us on Instagram at Nikki Lamberti. Thanks for listening. Until next time, sip well, everyone. This is Sip with Nikki, a production of Take 10 Studios.